New research could make it easier for humans to land and move around on Mars. Scientists have found water ice in places they hadn't known about before. Christopher Edwards is one of those scientists. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Astronomy and Planetary Science at NAU, and he joins me to talk more about this. So, Christopher, why were you trying to figure out where this water ice is and how close to the surface it might be?
In previous studies, we've known, that Mars has water ice on it. We've known this for actually a really long time, since some of the earliest missions that went to Mars. But for the most part, that water has been sort of trapped kind of in the poles. So pretty hard to get to. You know, we're talking about latitudes that are equivalent to like Alaska or Antarctica. And so not a very friendly place for humans to go, for example. What we did in this study is use temperature data over the span of the Martian seasons to constrain where the water is below the surface, kind of like a permafrost like we'd have on Earth. And what we found is that that water, that buried ice, extends much further south than we thought previously, almost to latitudes kind of like Phoenix. So that changes things a lot in the big kind of scheme of things, because it means that that water is much more accessible. You don't have to go all the way to the poles to find water, this buried water ice on Mars. The great part about that is, we can use water for a lot of different things on Mars. We can use it to make fuel. We can use it to make oxygen for astronauts to breathe. And, obviously drink. And so finding it much further south means that a lot of the complexities of sending humans to Mars get less.
Did you get a sense of how much of it there is that's reasonably accessible in these sort of newly discovered areas?
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky. And so all we're really able to constrain from this work is how much, soil is basically covering this ice. And it ranges from, a couple of centimeters to maybe 10 or 20 centimeters. So not very much at all. And how far that extends is a really complicated problem. We don't have very good constraints on it right now. In fact, we'd have to use completely different techniques than what we use to establish the kind of the depth to ice. But I think it's pretty reasonable to assume, this is not a thin layer of ice.
Is it safe to say, though, that before NASA or someone else were to send people to Mars, that you would need to have maybe a slightly better sense of that to know how much water is there, like how much can be used to make fuel or oxygen or for drinking water?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so we have some kind of early constraints on that from actually neutron data. This is data that's coming back from the Mars Odyssey orbiter. And basically, that helps us constrain how much hydrogen, right, H2O, is in the upper surface of the regolith. And so we have a pretty good idea of how much hydrogen is there. And before that, we didn't know if that was stuck in minerals or if it was water ice. But so this is another constraint on, saying like, well, it's probably not all due to minerals, which is really good from a usability perspective.
Are there particular challenges of actually accessing and using that water ice on Mars, given the difference in the atmosphere there than what we have here on Earth?
So I think the great part about this work is this is probably the most accessible reservoir of water ice that we know about today. Or this method means that you don't need a bunch of heavy equipment, to come in and, break up this material or dig for it or use a lot of energy to kind of liberate the water from other options, basically. Like if you had it stuck in minerals, that's really hard to get out. In this case, you can essentially just kind of scoop away the regolith, the soil, the top 10 centimeters of soil, and there should be a very nice ice-rich layer right below that.
So in addition to what this new information tells us about maybe where would be a good place for humans to land on Mars and where they could be on Mars, does the fact that you have found that there is this water ice in areas that we didn't know about before, does that tell us anything about Mars itself or about life on Mars or the potential for life on Mars?
So life on Mars is one of these, fundamental questions we're trying to answer in planetary science. So was there life in the past? Is there life now? One of the things that we know for sure on Earth is that when you have water and you have ice, it's really hard to find, these materials without finding life. And so I don't know how much I can say about, you know, what this means for current life, because we've known Mars has ice for a long time. But I think one of the things that is really interesting is how much it improves the accessibility to try to figure that out. You no longer have to go, you know, to the equivalent of Antarctica, to the polar regions of Mars, to get a sample of this material and see what it looks like. Instead, you can go to much lower latitudes where the engineering constraints are much, much easier. I mean, we can send spacecraft to the mid latitudes of Mars kind of all day long. It's challenging, don't get me wrong, but you know, we have done this previously. Whereas when you send things to the poles, you know, we sent the Phoenix lander that was run out of U of A. It, you know, lasted for like 90 some days, and that's it, before it was taken over by CO2 ice. And so it's a challenging environment. And so I think what this really does is it means that in the future we'll be better able to answer these questions like you're asking without developing some very complicated engineering solutions.
All right, that's Christopher Edwards. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Astronomy and Planetary Science at NAU. Christopher, good to talk to you. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, Mark.